Liberatore inboard as far as Waitman. This is the ball to be won. This is the game right on the line now. Waitman roves to Liberatore. Fumbles it. Tries to spirit it out off the ground. Smith, the catch. Chance to reload through the man at the moment. Stewart falls over. Atkins got to hit a target out of defensive 50. Goes to Danielville, who hoofs it down the line.
One-on-one contest is huge down here. Anthony Scott juggled. Mark's been paid. Chief, this is what you thought was going to be huge. If they could get clear possession, minute and five, can they hang on to the ball, Chief?
And both times, the Cats have won possession. They've been forced to kick long down the line, and it hasn't worked. They've got to take risks.
So Anthony Scott, you thought he might have the sideways kick that take a bit more time with the clock. He's had to go long down the line. Now Dangerfield, Selwood. How about the bravery? Slapped it forward. Big chance. Danger runs forward. Here come the Cats. Close out the back. Cordy's got to get back. Leads in the race. Gets boots the ball. Kicks it into the corridor. But it's all Geelong. Guthrie leads onto it. Handles it over the top. Can the Cats pinch it? They trail by a point. Kicks it in the direction of Rowan. And Gary Rowan's got the mark. 24 seconds. I think someone tipped it up to the siren job, Howie.
He's the best set shot in the comp, Duke, this man. Can he do it under the pressure? Oh, he's under right now.
12 seconds and counting. The siren's going to sound. And Gary Rowan, he can be the hero. Brownie said he's the best set shot kick in the comp.
Or draw it.
The Bulldogs have not won at this ground since round 16, 2003. A point will draw it. A goal, and Gary Rowan's a hero. 7,000 fans at GMHBA Stadium.
Just don't do a sticks.
Everyone behind this kick. Chiefs called a sticks, Kernan. Gary Rowan, is he going to be the hero? And he'll bend back. Rowan's won the game. Gary Rowan's done it after the siren. The Cats fans go ballistic. And that is a massive win, Geelong. Chris Scott's going bananas. And it's taken a shot after the siren. Rowan is the hero.
It looked it was missing right, didn't it?
I thought it slewed off the side of the boot.
It looked like it was going out in the full.
Yes.
And then it's come back. Well done, Gary Rowan. The best set shot in the comp. He took his moment. He took his challenge and he kicked the goal. That is brilliant. Well done.
Almost get the feeling, Brownie, that a point and a draw might have been a fitting result, given the way these two had struggled all night and there was no separation between them.
Yeah, and again, Joel Selwood and Patrick Dangerfield come up with big moments. Dangerfield got a clearance and then got it to Joel Selwood, who was good enough to stand up in a tackle attempt but slapped the ball 25 metres to Jeremy Cameron, who then got the handball on. I mean, there's so many things that happened in the game of football, but that one moment from Joel Selwood was brilliant.
That was going right. Yep. And you thought, is it going to score? And then the...
Looked like a shank, didn't it?
Swung back in. Extraordinary stuff. You'd imagine we'll hear from Gary Rowan shortly. A kick after the siren. The Cats get it done. 12-11-83 to the Dogs. 11-12-78 on a fantastic game of Friday night football. Chew the ladder before we hear from, I would imagine, Gary Rowan.
Well, Melbourne's still on top of the table. One game clear of the Bulldogs, who are currently sitting second, I should say. Geelong, they're sitting third on the live ladder. One game clear of Brisbane. Port Adelaide, Sydney and the Eagles, of course, they all have a game in hand.
Here's Richie with Gary.
It's pretty good. I know, just back my routine. So all I have to do is, I feel confidence in my routine. That's what I did and it went through.
And you do, as you say, you're a very good kick at goal. So that's immediately what came through your mind. Just go back, do my routine. You're very confident in it.
Yeah, I just went back and just calmed my nerves, went through my routine and then the result was finished.
The only thing lacking, mate, is the full house here at the Cattery, but it's good to be back here with some people.
Yeah, no, it was great. Obviously, not everyone turned up, but to everyone at home, it was on the couches. This is for you as well. So it was good to have a crowd here, but would have loved everyone here.
And they're the wins you need, tough wins. That was a hard game tonight. It was an arm wrestle. It wasn't pretty. That sets you up moving forward into the season. Come September, you'll probably play these guys again.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a hard contested ball all game, so we just got to stick with them, and then lucky at the end. But, yeah, we knew it was going to be a hard one, but those close finishes, knowing the younger boys what to do at those close stages to get the end result.
Gary, having a really good year, and you've brought Jeremy Cameron into this side, and it really has changed that whole dynamic. And do you think you're benefiting from that?
Definitely. It's always good to have another Conwell Middle and Jezza in here, but It's not just that, it's a lot of things as well that's making me play the way I am now, so I'm pretty happy.
Well done, Gary, and enjoy that, mate. You deserve it.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks much.
Cheers.
Thanks to Richard and Gary Rowan, courtesy of the Seven Network. Triple M Amy Review. Amy, who covers clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. The Triple M MVP Award for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots, built for long days on site. Who's got the MVP tonight? It's Nate. We'll get to that. He's Tommy Stewart, king of the intercept.
Sounds good fun playing.
Mate, you've had 10 intercept marks tonight. You just seem to have extreme confidence in yourself. When the ball's in there, you're seeing it and you're just going for it.
Yeah, it's a product of the pressure up the field and the boys around me as well. Jack Henry played another awesome game tonight, so massive credit to him as well. But, just a few stuck tonight.
And they changed things around a bit, didn't they, in the third quarter? They got it a bit deeper. They won it around the contest, but got it in a bit deeper to ground level, and they tested you tonight.
Yeah, they did. They're a super team. They've been thereabouts all year, and no doubt we'll see them later in the year. So, a bit speechless, mate. That was unbelievable.
Mate, now tell us, Gary Rowan, we know he's a beautiful shot at goal. You would have had real confidence that he was going to kick that.
No, I did, mate. I was 100 metres back there, just holding my breath, and I had 100% confidence in him. He's a beautiful set shot and he works really hard on it, so he should back himself in. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Mate, whenever we talk about you, everyone mentions Matthew Scarlett. He must have been a huge influence on you.
Yeah, he has, mate. He's been a fantastic influence on me. And not only him, but having Corey Enright as an extra set of ears as another champion defender. But all the coaches have really worked hard on me, and hopefully they're starting to see some good things come out of it.
Well, they certainly are. 10 intercept marks, an outstanding game. Well done, Tom.
Cheers, Richard.
Cheers.
Great set of statements from Matty Richardson and well answered by Tommy Stewart. Dominated tonight with 10 intercept marks. He was absolutely fantastic.
Was that a clip for Richo?
There's
some
you
people.
You can't clip Richo.
In our world, who are untouchable.
He made a serious statement.
Nicest bloke ever, Richo.
No one. He's untouchable, Richo.
He's a great bloke.
You've got to hit his.
No one touches Richo.
When you're clipping Richo.
Jeez.
Great series of statements. He does a magnificent job. What about Gary Rowan? He's on fire. And the Cats get the job done in the end by 5 points. McDonald's Ream Hot Water. Triple M Rocks Footy.